Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have a new manager for our Atlanta Braves, Walt Weiss. And Zeno and I have not even really had a chance to dive in because the NFL has been just moving with the trade deadline now about an hour away. Bottom line, guys, Jets are sellers today, big time. Cowboys are buyers. They have added a couple of players, including Quinnen Williams from the Jets, the big defensive tackle, very talented player. But meanwhile, the Jets' future draft picks, they are stacking first-round and second-round picks for 26 and 27, as this rebuild is real for them. Outside of Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams being traded, a couple of other moves, I think we mentioned...
Rahid Shaheed. From the Saints heading over to
Seattle. That happens.
How many more receivers do they need?
Well, they need another weapon outside of Njigba. That's what I think this is for. I think they have another guy now that can stretch the field, and it gives Sam Darnold another weapon with that offense. Look, Seattle, we'll see them in a few weeks. They're really good. Defensively, another good, stout football team.
Really, really good.
I know. So I think that's what they're trying to do there. But those two big deals have been talked about. We did have a couple of other moves, and I'm just going through here, taking a look, because we'll run down all of this for you at 4 o'clock once all of this stuff becomes official. But the Falcons have not done anything. And as we count down, I do not believe as we speak right now that they're going to do anything. Now, they did sign a kicker today, as we mentioned. And somebody said, well, Dukes and Bell, you know, Duke, isn't that something? You had to. you had to. You had to sign Zane, okay? And I say that because Parker Romo, with the letdown of the extra point, it feels like he let the entire city and certainly the Falcons organization down. Zeno said it. Doesn't mean we win the game. But in that moment, think about where you were Sunday. He hits that extra point. We've got new life. You have held them to 3 points in the second half.
I want to see how the rest of that game played out.
Yes.
Being 24-24. The Patriots may have gone right down the field and kicked the field goal. They may have done things. Look, if it's tied, they have more urgency on offense, right? They're not just going to run and kill the clock and force the clock to be the 12th defender on the field, right, against the Falcons offense. So I would have loved to have seen how that would have played out. Maybe the Falcons give up a field goal and they lose 27-24. Okay, fine. But, you know, we certainly have a different look on things if it goes down like that, comparatively speaking to what we had now, given the missed extra point and the snap that wasn't.
That's
and I said, that, look, the other part of that play that bothered me.
Which one?
The snap. Like, Penix, the game is on the line, man. Like, I know you... You can't take a sack there.
He panicked.
But, like, you didn't do anything. You just immediately threw the ball into the ground like it was a clock play. Like, I felt like he should have tried. Use your legs. Try to spin it. Do something. Do something. But, I mean, even if he does get sacked, right, we all know it's not on him. The ball was snapped. Somebody's right on top. I just felt like something in that moment should have been tried more than poof, yeah, right in the ground.
Ra is right. I think he said this yesterday. You might have asked him this question. when he said,
in fact, I did.
Right idea.
Yeah.
But he's got to know where to go with the football.
Yes.
Because
Bijan was right to his left.
Yes.
Pitts was too far downfield at that point for it to be, you know, close enough to an actionable receiver in that, because
he's
all he was trying to do was he was trying to do was put it in the ground. But I'm not putting anything, you know, 100% on Penix in there, but it just, I felt like, do something, man. Try to win your team the game.
Yeah. I thought in that moment he panicked. And that's that word, you know, people are like, oh, but that's what it felt like. It was like, oh, crap, I'm just throwing this away. And you realize what the consequences are, which was a 10-yard
penalty.
And
it's not an easy play. I'm not saying it was easy. I'm not saying he had a lot of options or anything, but I would have liked to have seen something.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to 4th-and-1. Who had the Cardinals covered in the first half? Me! Oh, me! I know it's crazy, right? They beat the Cowboys 27-17. Jacoby Brissett, Zeno, 21-31, 261, two touchdowns. And all of a sudden, Marvin Harrison Jr. looks like Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
Why can't Kyler Murray do this?
I don't know. Those two don't seem to be on the same playbook sometimes. But when you put the ball in 18's hands, he's pretty good.
7 balls, 96 yards, a touchdown. This was one of them. Let me hear Jacoby Brissett cooking.
Brissett takes the snap. Play fake. Looks over the middle. Throws wide open. Harrison caught for a touchdown. What a first half for Jacoby Brissett and Marvin Harrison Jr. They've made it look easy on that drive and on that touchdown pass. 9-0 Cardinals.
Now, ironically, Jonathan Gannon came out and said Kyler Murray is still the Cards' starting quarterback. Maybe you haven't watched Cardinals football, but Jacoby Brissett the last few weeks has given them opportunities to win. And last night, I thought he was brilliant in that game against the Cowboys. Just delivering the ball when it needed to be, stood in the pocket, took some hits. Here is Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals, talking about that he couldn't remember the last time he felt this.
It was good. I'm looking at my watch, and I don't know the last time we won. You know, it's and it falls on me. You know, at the bye, I'm sitting in the shower thinking about it. Like, how did I let this happen? You know, but that's what everybody in there takes that attitude, honestly. So we got good guys. We got good coaches. They don't look to point fingers. I mean, you just keep plodding along. We hit a stretch of adversity. It is what it is. You know, but what are you going to do? You know, you're playing on Monday Night Football in Dallas. Let's go play our game, you know. And that's what they did, so I'm proud of them.
See, this is what I was saying earlier, and it's hard to compare and contrast these situations, but that's a team that lost 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They were
by a combined 13 points.
They've been going through it, and you don't think that they haven't thought about it? Cardinal fans are not saying fire everybody? Like, that's a team that just lost 5 in a row. 49ers, Seahawks, Titans, Colts, Packers. And then you go win on Monday night. And all of a sudden, okay, guess what? They have the same record we do.
Yeah, and as much as it might be fire, but more of the concern is, like, what does our quarterback situation look like going forward?
No, I agree.
Because when Jacoby Brissett gives you just as good as option to win as your starter, that's a problem. Sorry, Jacoby, but, like, you're not a starter in this league. And that shouldn't be the case.
Well, you paid Kyler all that money. You gave him a big bag just a couple of years ago. Hey, 4th-and-1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Dave Archer's on the way, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons in less than 7 minutes. What about what Dan Quinn said about Jaden Daniels?
Oh.
Jaden Daniels, by the way, getting an MRI today. Big O and Day-Day, I'm not sure if there's any information out there about Jaden Daniels. If there is, let us know. But he's getting an MRI. Dislocated elbow. The bottom line is Dan Quinn shouldn't have had him in the game.
Wrong. He absolutely should have.
Well, here's what Quinn said.
I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too. And, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would, you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me.
I appreciate him taking the fall for it. That's not the right answer at all. There's not a single player who would, one, take himself out of the game, because we destroy players who do that, right? And yes, does the coach have the authority to say, sit down, you're not playing anymore? 100%. But everybody in this league understands, coaches and players alike, you play until the last whistle. You play until the clock hits zero.
Sure.
And you keep trying to win the game until the clock hits zero. I mean, if he had brought in a backup and just ran three plays, no one really would have batted an eye about it, ran three times and just killed the clock. But that's not what you do. That's not the expectation of anybody. You play the game, and as you said earlier, you play to win the game until the clock hits zero. I don't have a problem with him keeping him in there at all. I don't. I think he's...
Even with the game out of reach like that?
I think... Even with the game out of reach like that. Did Tom Brady ever come out of a game when the game was out of reach? I mean, you just... Those are one... You can pull guys out of the game when you're winning, right? When you're losing, you try to win the game. It's easy to sit here in hindsight, 2020, say, shouldn't have been in the game. If he doesn't get hurt, would anybody have said, why didn't you pull him out? No one's saying that. No one's saying it. Every player knows the injury risk when they step on the field. Similar to cops, military, firefighters, they all understand the risks that come with their job. No one ever says, I'm not really getting involved in this one. Mm. And that's it's not the thought process. I don't believe Dan Quinn to be a loser, but that's a loser thought process.
All right. I think for him to own that,
I think he's fallen on a sword for everybody.
It's weighing on him, though, because everybody's saying, bro, that's the franchise. What are you doing? Hey, last but not least, Jerry Jones, after they lost last night, said this, and then today they went to work.
We certainly have made a trade, and we may make a couple of more trades before that deadline.
So you may make a couple of trades before the trade deadline?
Well, we've made one.
All right, you've made one.
We may.
And what was that for?
And we possibly could make two more. And I'm going to wait and let you read about that.
Okay.
When we send the papers in tomorrow.
Okay. Is the trade that you made and the trade that you're about to make, what are you trying to say that's going to do for the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Immediately, it will have them on the field, and it will address some of the things that have been our shortcomings.
Well, he improved his defensive line by getting Quinn and Williams. That's the one he didn't tell Stephen A. What does this mean for you this year? Quinn and Williams. And then they went and traded for a linebacker. I don't think that's a difference maker. The linebacker's from Cincinnati. But maybe they're not done. I don't know. But two pieces for the defense for the Cowboys. That was him yesterday before they lost in that game to the Cardinals. All right. Coming up, Dukes and Bell, we are going to talk to Arch about all the things you've been curious about when it comes to the Falcons. We'll do it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Mike Bell alongside the incomparable Carr Dukes. Incomparable is
Thank
how
you.
I described you.
I appreciate that, man. It's good to have you in today. We've been talking a lot about what's going on with the Falcons, and we got a lot of questions for Dave Archer, who joins us.
Said this to Ra.
Oh, my God.
He did. You said a lot of stuff to Ra. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons.
He was there.
Arch, let's start, first of all, about your interpretation of this intentional grounding play. I heard your call. I thought you described it, speaking of impeccable, I mean, like, you laid out all the scenarios. But for our listeners who are still going, what happened? Can you explain what happened on that play? Because a lot of people felt like that was the ball game Sunday.
Yeah, it was a big play, Carl. No question about it. By the way, I was there for the Zeno interrogation of our head football coach. You did a nice job with it. But no, in all honesty, Mark's great there. He does a really good job of from an analysis and stuff. So I appreciate him being there. Let's look at the play. You want the interpretation of what Penix was going through? Is that what you want, Carl?
Yeah, like just, you know, when everything kind of fell apart, and first of all, it started with an early snap, right? That was the first part.
Sure. And so what our operation is, and we normally use a silent count. Michael's in the shotgun or in the pistol, much to Minnie's chagrin, most of the time. So it's a silent count, so it's a raise of the foot. You will get, more often than not, teams that use the foot, the raised foot. And remember, you either have the center looking through his legs or a guard looking back for that indicator that tells the center to snap the football. If it's the guard looking back, then there'll be some kind of hand gesture in the eye line or the periphery vision of the center to give him the idea that, okay, let's go ahead and snap it. If he's looking through, obviously he can get the indicator himself. Now, some teams will use a false indicator. They'll show the snap count, and now all of a sudden as a defensive lineman, I'm leaning out over my fingers getting ready to come off the ball, and that will be a false indicator, so you're looking for the second one. It's almost like a third base coach, when he touches his hat the third time, that's what the real signal is. Now the real signal's coming. So essentially, that's what you've got going on with the snap count. So when Michael sends somebody in motion, more often than not, you'll see him point to that player. In this case, it was Kyle Pitts, who was lined up to his left, wing left. He pointed at him, and he's got to get him to clear the center clearly, but he also wants to get him far enough maybe away from the tackle so he can get up the field on his pass route so he doesn't get tangled up with an edge rusher that's coming off the ball. So, or keep him tight enough to where he can chip block before he releases. Okay, so those are some of the nuances that are going on inside the play with the snap count. Michael had not called for the ball, and he had just sent Kyle Pitts in motion. Kyle had just cleared the center, and if you look, Jovan Gwynn, who was in for Lindstrom, who had gotten injured, is looking back towards the quarterback, looking for the indicator. All of a sudden, the ball came. So now the ball hits in the chest. he's waiting for his tight. He's still eyeballing his tight end to get him to the location he wants him in for either chip block or the release up the field, and the ball hits him in the chest. And Jovan Gwynn, who's looking through his legs, isn't even thinking about blocking Leonard Williams, who's 6'3", 300, standing right over the top of him. Leonard Williams runs right by him like it's an open door and is in the face of Michael Penix as the ball hits him in the chest. Okay, and he bumbles the ball. Now, as a processing scenario, I got to immediately process. I can't take a sack. I can't take a sack here. So I've got to find, where do I throw the ball? The last thing in Michael's mind was Kyle Pitts going across in motion and releasing on that right side. So he tries to throw it quickly once he gets hold of the football at the feet of Kyle Pitts to not get the grounding call. Well, Kyle was too far up the field at that point. Yes, Bijan Robinson was standing to his left. But put yourself in that position to process all of that that quickly when someone else screws up trying to cover up for that screw up. That's what happened on the play.
It's a lot. There is. It's Dave Archer, guys, our analyst. Falcons getting ready to head overseas to Berlin to take on the Colts. We'll talk about that with Arch, but as we kind of go through some things and what we've been talking about.
Arch, take this from a macro and micro view as far as the offense and, you know, the scheme, the play calling, the execution, all of it. Because, again, I kept saying there was a lot of positive that came out of Sunday. But right now there's not enough equity and cachet with the coaching staff and the fan base that they're going to let a lot of things slide. I don't think you lost because of coaching on Sunday, but where do you grade through eight games the coaching staff on the offensive side and sort of, you know, why things are coming up short?
So give me that military background. So micro is the closer look, and the macro would be a higher level look.
Is yeah, that correct? Macro is the eight games, and the micro is sort of, you know, just this individual week.
Okay, good. I just wanted you to get that military deal for me. I gotcha. Appreciate that. The micro is exactly what you're talking about. There was a whole bunch of cool stuff in the game that was designed to create opportunities. I know everybody thinks that Drake London's three touchdown catches are essentially throw the ball up in the air and let Drake go get the ball. But if you go back, and you and I discussed this yesterday a little bit, you go back and look at the way Drake ran his routes to create the one-on-one matchups, and he ends up matching up not on the 6'1 corner, Gonzalez. He ends up getting himself matched up on the 5'8 nickel, which I thought was brilliant, the way they motioned, just a little nuances to those pieces of those plays. Obviously, the micro is what you're doing with Jalen Walker's on the field. It's different defensively when you have a guy of that physicality on the edge. We've missed the physicality on the edge, guys. That he can bull rush, he can turn speed to power, which he did. Will Campbell is a big-time player. He drove Will Campbell back in the lap of the quarterback a couple of times. So, and then you got the sacks, the six sacks. You got the turnovers, the plus turnover scenario. From a micro standpoint, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in that regard. Macro, you're not running the ball well enough. You've got to find a way to run the football. And I know people are saying, well, what is that way? A lot of it has to do with just simply executing your job. Whether if you're a guard and you come off the ball, and I've got to work the three technique to the second level, which is the onside defensive tackle, my hand placement has to be in the right spot, along with the center as we work to the second level. If I'm off a little bit, now that D tackle slips upfield or play side, and it creates a crease in the defense, and now a linebacker runs through. So there's some of that going on. There's also some perimeter blocking problems. We throw the screen pass. Kyle Pitts, he's blocking a corner. The corner just threw him off like a rag doll and made the play on Bijan Robinson. So there's those pieces of the execution part of it that isn't working out. And there's everybody's culpable. The offensive coordinator's just as culpable as the players are. There's no question. It is not just execution. It's what have I got from a plan standpoint, and if it's not working, what are my counters to that? Teams have found a way to defend our run game. So what is our counter off of the run game? Is it making Michael more available on the perimeter? That's something I've talked about for the last couple of weeks. I'd like to see more of the bootleg game in to minimize how much the defense on the backside can close down the running lanes for Bijan Robinson cutting back. It also puts Penix up to bat to be able to throw the ball to a jam release tight end that's coming across the field and Kyle Pitts on the move, or he can pull it down and take it off. take off. There's just those little things, the counters that need to be put in, Mark, in my opinion, from a macro scenario, looking down at it and saying, hey, these are some things we could add.
Dave Archer joining us. Trade deadline's going to come and go. Archer doesn't feel like they're going to do anything, although we're seeing other teams do stuff today. Does that surprise you or no, not at all? Did you feel like they were going to do anything?
Well, where did you thinking wide receiver? Is that what you're thinking?
That or maybe even linebacker help.
Somebody replaced Devine, yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't know if they were willing to go there.
I can tell you right now, that guy's not walking the street. if he is, there's 32 GMs that need their asses kicked. So, Devine, it's interesting, guys. Devine Diablo, tremendous pickup in free agency, we now know. As nondescript pickup, as there was in the National Football League. Am I wrong about that?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, and I know you like him a lot, Mark. Spit to Jeff Ulbrich, what Jeff Ulbrich wants to do. It's almost as though Ulbrich knew exactly what he could do and how he could fit. Nobody else did. I don't even think anybody else in the organization had any idea the difference maker he would be. And along with that, you've got absolutely no one that can back him up. You got no one that can do it. So now you've got three guys that are trying to play one man's position. And think about how difficult that is for Ulbrich now to now try to predict what teams are going to do, run or pass, and get the right body type in the game to defend. That makes it very difficult on him.
Yeah, it's hard. And again, we don't believe that was – they're going to try to make a deal. I want to get your thoughts on the Colts before we get you out of here. It's going to be, you know, look, it's a business trip. But these are always cool trips for players and certainly teams and families to go on, and Falcon fans making their way over there. Hopefully we can put on a good performance and get a dub on Sunday morning. But tell me what you think about this Colts team, man.
Yeah, Carl, it's not – when you look at them on tape, it's not like, wow, that's a cool concept, or wow, that's really neat. I mean, they're doing stuff, and they're just doing it at a high level. Daniel Jones is playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. He's throwing the ball outside the numbers, the deep comeback routes, speed outs, and those kind of things. Those are the more dangerous throws for a quarterback when you've got corners that are playing tight. Okay, he's making those throws without really thinking about it. And so his receivers are playing at a high level. Pittman's playing well. Pierce is playing well. Of course, the young tight end from Penn State is playing well. They've got three guys at over 500 yards receiving. You mix that in with what Jonathan Taylor's running the football, and they've got a really nice blend. Now, Pittsburgh just shut the run down, and they got after him up front, and he made some bad throws and turned the football over. There's something that Atlanta is capable of doing. Can you stop the run well enough? Anytime a team gets stoned in what they feel like is their best thing, they're going to come back to it with earnest, and they're going to come back and try to run the football because they're looking at tape of Atlanta defensively. They're saying, wow, this team's really good against the pass, and they can rush the passer. Let's beat them up in the run game. You can bet that's what you're going to get. On the other side of the ball, it's a group playing really well together. They've got two run and hit linebackers that can get after you. Liatu Latu is coming off the edge. DeForest Buckner on the inside. Two guys that can get after you up front. It's just a group that's playing solidly defensively. I wouldn't say there's anything special about them defensively other than that they're playing really well together, much like our defense is. But you're going to see very similar defensive fronts from them that we play. It's not creating new football. You're going to see very similar stuff. It's just they've executed much better than we have.
Arch, just wanted to get back to the run game for a minute. You know, through the first couple of weeks, I think the Falcons were top five in time of possession. And part of that was because the run game and Bijan was part of it. Now, you know, I know extensions of the run game, and I know this past week they didn't try to actually run straight ahead into the teeth of that run defense because it would have been an exercise in futility. But the offense at some point has to figure out a way to run the ball effectively. Does that come from scheme? Does that come from execution? Does it come from just depending on the opponent that you're playing? But, you know, I mean, it's not rocket science. When you run the ball well and you hand off 20 times to the same guy, the numbers tell you 80 to 85% of the time you're going to win those games. So how do they do this?
Yeah, and yes would be to answer all those things. And you know as well as I do, Mark, you've been watching this and looking at it and talking about it. There is no one answer to make you run the football better. All the things you just mentioned have to come together, excuse me, to make it work. You got to have good run tracks from the backs. You can't have hesitation from the backs. The guys have to get up off the ball. They have to come off the ball, drive to the second level. You can't trip and fall down. And Charlie Warner, there was a couple times where we've got those inside ISOs where he's coming across in motion and goes up through the A or B gap. He tripped and fell down. That lets the linebacker run straight through to make the play on the back. You can't have those kind of mistakes. You got to block well in the perimeter and with the wide receivers. All of that has to be good. But scheme-wise, if you want to talk about scheme, there has to be some counters built into that, whether it's RPOs off the run. And really, to me, not many teams run play action very well. Everybody calls it play action. It's supposed to be run action football. You're supposed to show run and then throw off of that. If you go back and look at tape, most teams pass set. Well, if I'm a linebacker, I'm not rushing. I'm not coming after the run game if the offensive guard pass sets. I need the offensive guard to take that run step that makes it look like run game. Now I'm going to come downhill. And the only thing that's going to be able to do that for you, and it's not something we do, is the RPO package. That means you called a run and a pass, and now it's up to the quarterback to read it. I'm either going to hand it off or throw it. But I've got to make that decision quickly because my offensive line is coming off in the run game. They're not pass blocking. They're blocking the run. And if I pull it, the ball's got to come out because, as you know, the line can't be more than a yard downfield or they're going to flag it. Sometimes they'll fudge it and let them get 2 yards down the field, but you got to pull it out and throw it. Those are some of the things that I think from a counter standpoint, Mark, that would help your run game get going. If you can fool the line, the second level guys, it's not so much the first level guys that are hurting us. It's the linebackers that are coming downhill right now when they see Bijan potentially touch the football.
Great stuff, Arch, as always. Appreciate you stopping by, chopping it up with us. We'll see you up at Flowery tomorrow, and have a great trip to Berlin, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, always great to talk to you. I can't believe you shoved Mike to Prague. Huh? Is that where he's at? Is he in Prague?
Yeah, well, he will be. He's flying now, but he eventually, that'll be the first stop, I think, for him.
Oh, I just appreciate you not having me have to get on him about how much I've been talking about the quarterback taking off at the ball for like a month, and all of a sudden it was an epiphany for him yesterday.
Good stuff, Arch. We'll talk, man.
Thanks, Arch.
See you guys.
Hey,
you
man,
guys.
We're coming back. We got plenty more to chop up here. It's been a crazy day already with the trade deadline. We'll fill in the blanks as we count down to 4 o'clock. Also, Connor Riley's going to stop by to talk dogs. And our general manager for Atlanta Braves will stop by as well. In the 5 o'clock hour, Alex Anthopoulos to talk about the decision on the manager and some offseason stuff. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Archer, for stopping by. Do you like his explanation of the macro-micro thing that you asked, the question about this team and how it should be viewed? Or do you view it differently?
For what they've done, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to really know at this point in time. I mean, I appreciate their desire to continue to improve, but you know, we have to wait to see how a lot of this stuff plays out.
Yeah, look, the crazy thing is, and this is the hard part right now, especially coming off of another loss. But as I mentioned, the Cardinals had lost five in a row. We've just lost three, and it feels like the end of the world. But we still have a lot of season in front of us. And, you know, the crazy thing is when we beat the Bills and nobody thought that that would happen, I think you have a shot to go over. I know, as crazy as it sounds, because of how dysfunctional it feels like the offense can be at times, you go over and beat the Colts, and again, you just beat another really good team that people are talking about the playoffs. Look, the Colts are all in, guys. When you make the kind of trade that the Colts made to go to try to improve your team, two things. One, and by the way, I don't know where you're at on this Daniel Jones situation. I don't know what you think about this, because you watch him in New York and you're like, what the hey is going on? But the Colts are saying, we have our quarterback.
Yep.
We got our guy, and guess what? We are about to make other moves that make our football team a whole lot better. And so that is why, if you were to win on Sunday, again, it's another statement. Because this is a team that's now making trades and they're trying to do things to improve this season. They're not talking about, you know, next year. So when you trade for Sauce Gardner and you give up two first-round picks, you're saying, I got my quarterback. And I don't know if that's true. I don't think that's where I would be with Daniel Jones. He's having a really good year. But you just heard Arch say, they're not doing incredibly creative stuff. They're just executing really well.
The Colts have been fortunate that they've played a pretty weak schedule. They've beaten the Dolphins, the Titans twice, the Raiders, the Cardinals, a banged-up Chargers team, a Broncos team that they shouldn't have won the game in. It was a blocked extra point or whatever, field goal, whatever
it was. Bad beat.
You know, they win that game as well. And the one playoff team from last year that they played, or two playoff teams from last year that they played, the Rams and the Steelers, they lost to them both. So after this Falcons game, their schedule gets very, very thick and tough. Chiefs, Texans, Jaguars on the road, Seahawks on the road, 49ers, Jaguars, and Texans on the road.
We're about to find out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're not stupid. They know that the final seven games of this season are going to be the real litmus test of what they are. I keep telling you that last year's Vikings. If they don't have a home playoff game, they're losing in the first round of the playoffs.
And that's what happened with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Went on the road, Rams.
And they walked away from Sam Darnold last year in favor of a guy that they had drafted, obviously, but I don't think the Colts are walking away from Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones has always been a quarterback. If you surround him with everything else that he needs,
he's good.
He could stay within himself. Here's the rub, though. What you need to win in the playoffs, because when you have to win three or four consecutive games, you need your quarterback to make big-time plays in every crunch situation. And I don't know that Daniel Jones is that guy yet. I don't think we'll know until he gets there.
I agree. And again, Brian Daboll did a really good job for 1 year with him, but this looks like a revitalized guy. But he's got one of the best running backs and run games and maybe the best offensive line in the league. So we are going to be challenged Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Everybody right now is like, oh, we're about to go to Berlin and lose. Well, slow your roll. Nobody thought we were going to beat the Bills. And this is kind of where I'm at. I'm not ready to give up yet. I know it's tempting.
No, I mean,
look, but I'm not. I'm just not.
The hard part is that to finish at 8-9, they have to go 5-4 the rest of the way.
Right. And it's hard to believe that this team's going to do that with what we've seen.
To go 6-3, you go 9-8, and you still might not make the playoffs.
You need 10 wins. You need 10 wins.
The NFC's pretty mediocre at this point. So, but I mean, when you look across the slate and the standings, I mean, you're a game behind the last place Minnesota Vikings, who are 4-4 in their own division.
Mm.
You got a whole lot of 5-3 teams out there. Look, if you would have asked a bunch of people, you know, name me two teams with at least 5 wins after 8 weeks in the NFC South, I don't think anybody would have had the Panthers in that group.
No,
some of us would have.
I would not have.
But most people would have said the Bucs and the Falcons, and obviously it's not that way. And right now my Falcons to make the playoffs ticket is not looking or feeling really good.
No. Well, the crazy thing is this could come down to – because to finish the season, right, you have basically – well, you've got 5 NFC games.
Listen,
when you talk about the Cards, Rams, and Saints, but my point is, real quick, just those last 3 games, it could come down to, if you put yourself in this position, it could come down to those 3 games at Bucks, at Cardinals, Rams, Saints to finish the season, all having a major impact on the standings and the playoff standings potentially. But yeah, I don't think.
I would tell you right now, other than the Seahawks and the Rams,
yeah,
right now everything else feels winnable.
Oh, it does. Especially with
the Buccaneers as well.
Well, the Jets trading guys away
right.
today.
Well, you know that. I mean, but you have 2 games against the Saints. I mean, obviously, no walk in the park at all. Going out west isn't easy when you go to the Cardinals, but who knows what they're going to be at that point in time in the season.
Who's the quarterback?
That's also a fair question. All I'll say is this. Win or lose this game, you better beat the Panthers. That's Arthur's fire button. Whenever you lose to the Panthers, he hits the fire button. Cost Arthur Smith his job. Cost Dan Quinn his job. That could be the game right there.
Here's the reason why though. Weren't we supposed to be ahead of them? Not talking about standings and just from an organizational standpoint.
Yes,
we were supposed to be ahead of them. From a player situation, even a coaching staff, where we were last year, how it looked like we were going to win this division. We just felt like we were light years ahead of them. This was going to be 2 years before the Carolina gets their stuff right.
Do you want to know why you felt light years ahead of them?
Why?
Because Kirk Cousins was your quarterback.
Mm. That's it?
The whole thing went off the rails when he played injured last year. The whole thing.
Yeah,
he did
maybe,
not.
Maybe you did.
Maybe he did. Maybe he did now after taking it. Off.
Did you see him in that game against?
Yeah, it looked bad. But the offense isn't designed for him. He's not
What?
It's the same OC as last year.
It's the same offense, Zeno.
How often did Kirk Cousins run out of the pistol last year? Never.
How often is Michael Penix running out of the pistol this year?
97% of the time.
Are you going to defend this by saying the offense is not his? They built this for him.
No, they didn't. They built this particular offense for Michael Penix.
Oh, goodness.
Come on. You're not telling me they're running the same offense as last year.
Yes.
No, you're not. You're lying. You're not paying attention.
You're
not even close to paying attention. Kirk Cousins is a under-center play-action quarterback.
They don't run under-center last year.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
The entire Steeler game, the first game of the season, everybody's
going,
why are we?
You're picking the first game.
No. It's the first game in which we said, what are we doing? It was the pistol. It was what are we?
Kirk is one of
the
best play-action quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but he couldn't. He didn't have the mobility to do the things you're talking about, so they tried to protect him with the shotgun and the pistol.
He was fine through 9 games. We're not going to play. That's why I yelled at you on Twitter. We're not going to play this revisionist history game about what
wait,
Kirk was
yelled?
And wasn't.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I know you weren't paying attention. Some people were, but you weren't.
If you check out the Tampa games and what the 300-yard passing game against Minnesota, his numbers weren't great last year. They were average.
No one said his numbers were great. He stayed within his system and played well, and the team and the offense are scoring points.
Right, he played well in like 4 games. The system we're in right now that we're not producing points.
It's not the same.
We didn't score last year, Zeno.
Come on.
You know this. The only game we put up numbers was the Saints game, which is what I was talking about. You can't even go there.
He put up numbers in the Buccaneers game. He threw for almost 500 yards in that game.
That's what I just said.
You said the Saints game.
It's the outlier.
I meant Bucks, not Saints.
Okay.
Yes, that is the outlier. We didn't score points last year.
I wasn't expecting him to win the MVP last year. I mean, look, you went In the games that you won, 22, 26, 36, 38, 31, 27, that's what they scored in their six wins last year before it all went off the rails.
In the same offense.
Same offensive offensive philosophy,
yes.
Different execution.
Very pregnant pause there, Zeno.
I got to get the right words. I'm not pregnant. The point is that you know, you are at a point of no return. You are the DeLorean going down the tracks in Back to the Future 3. And if we don't hit 88, the whole thing's going right in the bottom of the ravine.
I think we can all agree on that. All right, we're coming back. Connor Riley joins us, Dog Nation. Dogs, incredible win against Florida. How much more confidence did this team build? And, well, you were there, right? You were down there?
Yeah, it was my first ever cocktail party experience. What a blast. It was fun.
Great time. All right, we'll talk to Connor Riley next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.